The audiobook has been published by Big Book Basket and is exclusively available on Storytel. Hello, I'm Irtika Kazi and I'm from Pune. I have a degree in history and historiography from University of Pune. I have studied German from Max Müller Bhavan and I'm currently working as a German linguist. I have been published in various magazines and anthologies like Eugen Literary Magazine, The Metaworker, an online literary magazine for millennials, Brown Girl Magazine of Texas, Spillwords Press, Fragrance of Asia, The Literary Hatchet, Madras Courier, Indian Ruminations, The Kali Project Anthology, so on and so forth. My poem, A Hope to Bloom, was featured on Duan Fariz's poetry blog. Some poems have been displayed in the Museum of Goa for a poetry exhibit and featured in the 14th episode of When We Met series of Unread in Quarantine by Platform for Artists. Few of my poems have been selected to be published in the Indian Literature magazine of Sahitya Academy. I have read my poems in various events across Pune, including the Pune Heritage Festival in 2018, Women Writers Fest by She the People, and the Deccan Literary Festival of Pune. In this poetry chapbook, I talk about my growth as a writer, how I was encouraged amidst uncertainty and fear by time spent in different landscapes and by exposure to evolution, to the wide array of events that took place in congruence with art and writing. The poems in this chapbook are interwoven with diverse themes, ranging from emotions to social concerns and slivers of mythology. Going forward, I would like to read the blurb written for Stormbound by Dustin Pickering, who is the founder of Transcendent Zero Press and author of Salt and Sorrow. Irtika Kazi navigates from space to space luminously, moving as a poetic sea with its breaking waves and foam at the tips. Her subject is love sublimated in historical and religious images. In these poems, we may expect to understand something of the nature of being. Kazi's poems celebrate life's grandeur and majesty while not shying from grief and loss. What is poetry to a writer? As Geoffrey Hill rightly mentions in his book on reading crowds and power, being a poet is not just about becoming empowered to speak, but entails a responsibility to speak with knowledge and understanding. On Drowned Coasts, a prologue. The water looks magnificent. The murmur of waves is like a comforting balm to my spirit. I make my way toward the shore and stoop down to feel the water, splashing it like a two-year-old. It is icy cold, with the deepest hue of aquamarine. Where am I? How did I come here? This looks so heavenly. The vast and seamless stretch of sea, the waves play at my feet. I look around, only to find no trace of human existence there. This has always been my dream, to be alone at a seashore, conversing with the waves, listening to their tales, exchanging pleasantries with the winds. Excited, I walk further in water. My feet are so numb that I cannot feel the ground. A huge wave attacks and sweeps me away into the far depths of its magnificent body. I see blue all around. Icarus and the Ugarit Eclipse. Icarus was warned by Daedalus of complacency and incessant pride. He was apprised of flying too high towards the sun and plummeting into water, lest his wings melt and burn, wax and a fire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?